I want to just do some finishing touches in the sugya of Hadlokas Nei Chanukah, Hadlokas Nei Chanukah in Shul, and then we'll move on to another topic, which is also one of the very interesting topics, which is Chashad, Hadlokas Nei Chashad, and then after that will come the sugya of the timing of Hadlokas Nei Chanukah, which over here is not such a controversial topic. In England, it's quite everybody more or less, we're lighting the same times, more or less. But then Netzol, it's a very, very hot topic in Netzol. So we'll get to that in Simon Tofresh and Base. But please, I'm just finishing points over here with regards to the Hadlocker in Shul. I want to first discuss the point of the Chazan who is lighting the Menorah in Shul. Can he afterwards make another bracha at home? He can. What about Sheikh Yonu as well? Yes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton mem hay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Tzorich lachzor v'lehadlik." V'afilu hashliach tzibur shebech beis haknesses, tzorich lachzor v'lehadlik beveis soy. So he says that a person who lights in shul, not only that he is allowed to, but he should make another bracha, should light again at home, make an additional bracha. The yesh chiyuv al kol echad lehadlik beveisoy, because everyone's got an obligation to light at home. So you have not exempt your obligation by lighting in shul. You have to light at home again a bracha. Now he says, mikol mochem nevertheless lo yachsoy lo yimo beveisoy birkas shecheyonu. If you light the first night in shul and you're making a Sheikh Yonu, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, you are not meant to really, if you're lighting for yourself, you're not really meant to make Sheikh Yonu again. So with regards to Sheikh Yonu, if you're lighting for yourself, you're not allowed to make a new Sheikh Yonu. If there's others there that you are moitzi, you may make a Sheikh Yonu. That's the achrav of the Mishnah Berurah. I do want to point out over here, with regards to the Mitzvah Hadlokas Nei Chanukah in Shul. It says if you're tzorich lachzor like beveisoy. I want to just point out the following. Who is meant to light ideally in Shul? In order to avoid any problems, is it ideally achieved by having a child? Is it better a child lights, avoiding any potential problems of brochas? Or maybe not? Yeah?
I think lechatchila a child.
Why do you think so? Right, he's not going to make the bracha at home, and therefore he should light again. Does anybody agree to that? Ideally, a child should make a bracha. Well, what do you think? Right. He does at home as well. True. But what do you think? Is it better still a child to do it? Better a child? No kavanah. Very good. Baruch shekivanti. So I don't know where this comes from. In some places, people are mechabed children to light the Hadlokas Nei Chanukah in shul. I don't know where that comes from, and I don't know where that comes from because lichayra it's I saw in some poskim dan weiss and Rabnosan Geshnet and they write about the importance that if it's something which is done in public it's chosh vazach, it should be a moitzi the obligation of the tzibur and it should definitely be done by an adult. So I don't know. There might be a reason for it. I cannot be getting into trouble from brachas or something. But according to the Hachov of the Mishnah Berurah, I don't think there is such. I'm not quite sure. Maybe there is some. Maybe I don't know something. But I saw that Dain Weiss and the other person can write about the importance that it should be in an adult lighting and regards kovod atzibur. Tak as you're saying kovod atzibur. Right, and it shouldn't be done by cotton. Right, now an additional point which I wanted to point out is. What happens when there is? Let's take a see this Mishnah Berurah inside. Maybe let's just see this Mishnah Berurah. If got memvav inside, lahadlik beveis haknesses b'mincha lemayriv. The Mishnah Berurah says one should light between mincha and mayriv. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so when it comes to Friday, on Friday, Mishnah Berurah says that even if you normally light Betzeis HaKechovim, which we're going to be discussing in Tofresh and Beis, Betzeis HaKnesses Noyagim Ach HaMincha B'Shosh HaOlim Mekubotzim. So just to point it out very clearly that when it comes to Friday, it's different than on Hadlokas Nei Chanukah on Friday in Shul is different than on the rest of the days because then you're going to do it. You're going to do it before Mincha as opposed to after Maariv. Okay, I just want to point this out as well. Okay, let this lead us to Sif Ches, a new topic altogether. Okay, Chotzer Sheish Lo Shnei Psochim. This is a sugya. argue the following. If this person, remember, this is talking about in times of Chazal, where people used to light the menorah by the chotzer. By the chotzer, by the outside. Not in the house, but outside. So now, this seif we discuss, what happens if a person has got two entrances? There's two entrances leading into the house. So, one person living there, but there's two entrances by the chotzer. So the Shulchan Aruch says the following. Chotzer sheyesh lo shnei psochim mishnei ruchos. A chotzer which has two psochim, two entrances from two different directions. Says the Shulchan Aruch, tzorech lehadlik bishteyen mipnei achashad. A person has to light on both entrances. So if you've got one entrance to the house from the east, one entrance from the west, Shulchan Aruch paskens, you have to put two menorahs. Why is that? So one person living there. Why do you have to put two menorahs? So that's b'pnei chashad, which literally means because of people we are worried that people are going to think, Yankel doesn't light, that's his entrance to his house. He's not lighting a menorah over here. He's not lighting. So if he's not lighting, if he doesn't have to light the menorah, I also don't have to light the menorah. People haven't changed, have they? Yeah? So people, and so therefore, in order to avoid, what really happened was that Yankel lit the menorah on the other side, on the other entrance. But people are maybe a bit short-sighted, they don't appreciate that, and therefore they're going to be, so Chachamim, in order to ensure any potential mistakes, they put two menorahs, you're obligated to put two menorahs by both entrances. Vimna chashad. Vim shnei apsochim beruach echot, if both entrances are by the same direction, facing the same direction, then, it's one house. You only need to light one menorah. Chashad only applies if it's not visible from one place. If it's two different directions, then you have to light in both menorahs. If it's if you have two entrances, say there's one entrance over here, and one entrance over there, and both facing the same direction, there's no sugyah, there's no chashad. You don't have to light two menorahs. One is sufficient. The regular menorah is sufficient. Okay. Yeah. Very good question. Very good question. That's a very good question. The answer is you make on the first one. There's a question as to whether you make a bracha on the. It's a very, very good question. Shlomo Zalman speaks about it. Shlomo Zalman discussed can you make a bracha on the second menorah of chashad? Would you make a bracha on that? And he gives five reasons that you don't make a bracha on the second menorah which you're lighting with chashad. I just want to say, Mishnah Berurah said in Zifkot Nun Aleph, Mishnah Berurah said in chashad, Shiyoyimru bnei iroi, people in his city, they will say, Medeloi adlik baha, since he's not lighting, Bacher is namiloi adlik, he didn't light in this menorah, certainly he's not lighting on the other side either. And that's the sugi of Mishnah chashad. Valkein, that's what Mishnah Berurah says. I would like to go back to the Ramon now, on top of page 280, it says, the Movi madlik b'shnei psochim, if you're lighting on both psochim, as you're pointing out, you only make one bracha. The second one you will not make a bracha. Mihu, however, that's very important to get to us. Bizman hazeh, nowadays, shekulam adlikim bifnei mamash, they were lighting inside the houses mamash, ve'ein hekel ibnei reshus rabim klal, and there's no recognition for the reshus rabim people anyway. Afil yesh lechotzer olabais ha've psochim, even if there's many entrances into the house, leha beruchos into many directions, ein madlikin elopam achas bifneim, you only light in one place. That's the minhag. So again, Ramah paskens, since nowadays the custom is to light menorahs inside, you don't have to worry about this. There's no sugya b'nei chashad. There's no problem of b'nei chashad because you're lighting anyway. People are not going to stop thinking, oh look, he's not lighting by the entrance, surely he's not lighting anywhere. People won't think that way because people realize, oh, he's like everybody else. He's lighting inside. And the room, the gzer of chashash doesn't apply. Does that make sense, Abu Isai? Yeah. Right. So there, I was pointing, that's not Mnei Chashad. I was pointing out, not Mnei Chashad. If there's no Chashash of Mnei Chashad, say you want to light by the Pesach Chotzen and Pesach Habayis or something like that. This is clearly talking about if it's two different entrances in two different directions. There's Taka Gzeh of Mnei Chashad. I wasn't referring to that. I was referring if somebody wants to light by the entrance of the house, entrance of the this entrance and that entrance, which are all leading to the staircase, and that's something else. That's something else. That's the assumed. So what happens if somebody's got two windows in two different directions?
Only light in one.
Absolutely. So that's because nowadays it's true that. Why is that? Why can't you argue that? Well, it's got two different windows, one facing the east, one facing the west. and I'm only lighting in the one direction. Why won't you argue that? Well, there's a chashat. People are gonna think it's not lighting menorahs. Why won't you say that when it's got two windows? Pardon?
It's on the person passing by to go around the property.
Well, but we don't say that. Svel, when it comes to two different entrances. When it comes to the entrances, we're not expecting him to go around. We're saying that, well, if he's got one of the entrances has got no menorah, we're worried about it. We say there's a chashat, and you have to put the menorah there when it comes to two separate entrances. So why two different windows facing two different directions? Why won't you say that? One family. Why won't you say by two windows? Yes, yeah, so let's say imagine somebody would live over here. One window here, one window there. Why don't you say it? Yeah. You hear also it's one family. Yeah. Very good. Very good. So that leads us actually to an important point. Rama said it elsewhere, that when we light nowadays inside, the meaning of that is, the depth of that is, when we light inside, is that really we are yotze, the persuma nisa, we are really yotze persuma nisa with the bnei habayis, with our family members. That is really how we fulfill persuma nisa. We add, that's the prima gottim, we add to that, that we want to enhance that a little bit, and be mahadal a little bit, but putting it by the window, we're adding a little bit of persuma nisa externally as well. But that's not how we are yotze the persuma nisa. We're just, the real way we're filling the mitzvah nowadays is with bnei habayis. We're going to touch on that later again in Mitzvah Hashem. The ikar fulfillment is with bnei habayis. We just do a bit of outside, a bit of external persuma nisa as well. But that's not really how we yotze the shitta. That's not really how we're fulfilling the mitzvah. Therefore, for that, there is no obligation to do, there's no chashad on that. That's what the Rambam means here as well. Yeah. Yeah? Yeah. Right. So the answer is yes. It's not so common that you have two different entrances in two different. I actually personally had it. We had a flat and it was ground floor, and there was taka two entrances. There was a main entrance and there was a side entrance from the back, and it was two different entrances. So then there is if that's the case, then when you light outside, then you're right. You have to worry about the potential gzeir of chashad, and you have to light it. But that's minah chashad. If you light inside, then there is no Then if you, nowadays in England, nobody's going to start thinking that you're not lighting menorah at all. Okay, does that all make sense? Rabbi Yisai? Make sense? Yeah. Okay. There is one question over here, which is asked by Reb Moshe and by other poskim, which is a very interesting question. Imagine somebody, very interesting shaila. I wonder what you think about it. You could really, it's really food for thought. Imagine somebody is not lighting in his house. Imagine a young couple, for instance. Well, it doesn't have to be a young couple. A family that is lighting they're spending the day by their parents or in-laws. Not so likely in-laws. More parents, probably, no? And they are lighting the menorah elsewhere. For whatever reason, they are fulfilling the lighting elsewhere, okay? We're not going to go into details what you have to do in order to be able to light elsewhere. I'm not going to go into that discussion now. But they're lighting elsewhere. Now, I want to ask you the question. They're not lighting a menorah in that house on the third night. Now, is there room to say, beautiful emotion, is there room to say that, well, somebody's going to come past, is going to say, oh, look at family Cohen. They are not lighting menorah. Family Cohen is not lighting menorah. I also don't have to light the menorah. And therefore, because why did they not light? They didn't light because they're elsewhere. So have you got an obligation, mipnei hachashad, to light anywhere, like by plaga mincha or whatever, just to arrange for some sort of hadlaka, to arrange for something that people shouldn't be no problem of chashad. What do you think about this, Rabbi Yisai? Say that there isn't. Say you're right. If it's not inside, I'm talking about if you're quite right. Yeah.
But people know that people go on holiday or to stay with family. They're not. They might not necessarily think that the person hasn't been.
Right.
They might think he's got to spend Hanukkah with family.
Right. So people wouldn't suspect.
It would apply.
Right. Okay. Yeah. What do you think about that? What do you think? No problem. Don't have to lie. Yeah. What do you think? So that it's what? Yeah. Well. Yeah. Like most of us. Yeah. Like most of us. Yeah. 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 The maskana, although there are some poskim who have a shtickle tzad to be machmir, the consensus of the poskim is that it's really not necessary, because the takana of nechashad was only made in these two different psachim in two different directions. The gzeira was only made over there. And gzeira wasn't made when you weren't there bichlal, when you weren't there present at all.
I know we're going back, but when there are two different directions, you have to light two menorahs.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, if you're lighting outside.
The nechashad situation, you have to actually do two different.
Yeah.
And you make one brachos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do some people have their kids light menorahs in the back first and not have to do two?
What's wrong with doing it? Why would you want to do that? I mean,
just more efficient.
More time efficient. Yeah, from the business perspective. Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. No, I hear, I hear. The Haimah says, you're mekayem mitzvah d'rabbon of m'achashad. But yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, it can be done by cotton. Don't see why not. Yeah, okay. Okay, let us start a little bit the next topic, which is the topic of Zman Hadlokas Nei Chanukah, which is, again, it's not such a hot topic in England, but in Israel it's an ongoing discussion. It's always a very, very hot topic in Israel. I've allowed myself to make some sort of picture over here to get a bit of to make it even clear, because there's many opinions over here, and just in order to make it 100% clear. Okay, just to get that, this is exactly what Mishnah Berurah explains. I've added the times of this year's Chanukah, first night Chanukah, just to make it even clearer. Okay, we've got the green side over here, which is definite day. Okay, this is day. Then comes a point which is considered what we call the Shkia. Shkia Sachama. Can you see it, or is it too small? Yeah, can you see? Okay, Shkia this year on the first night Chanukah is at? Can you read it? Yeah, 351. Okay, that's Shkia Zechama. That's this point of here, Shkia Zechama. Then comes what we call Ben Ashmoshes. But I don't want to use this word now, but it carries on over here until we've got something called Shkia Shnia. I'm going to leave this point now as well. But you have something which is called Tzitzak Echovim. Now, I'm going to go with the opinion that Tzitzak Echovim really, because I just want to understand the Mishnah Berurah, that Tzitzak Echovim is 72 minutes. What we generally call Rabbeinu Tam, okay? Because the Shulchan Aruch goes with Rabbeinu Tam, Kedua, and I'm just going to go with that for the moment. We'll later maybe be able to discuss according to the way others pass. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, you've got over here, so you've got really a few times. You've got Shkia, what we call the Gon Shkia, the Goinim Shkia, which is over here. Then you've got Tzitzak Echovim, which is 72 minutes later. After Tzitzak Echovim, you've got something which is called Definite Night. That's Definite Night. After that, nearly everybody holds that it's Nacht, and that's really night. Okay. There's another point which is called Shkia Shnia. Shkia Shnia, the way Shkia Shnia is worked out is that it's 58 minutes after the first Shkia. And the reason for that is that we know that, okay, we're going to have to see the Mishnah Berurah, but really, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it can't be that Shkia is actually here and it schleps on all the way here. That can't be. That's one thing which is clear, that Ben Ashmoshes is only about a quarter of an hour. So it can't be that Shkia starts over here and Nacht is over here. That, nearly everybody agrees, that wouldn't really make sense. So if you go according to this Nacht, you'd have to go with the Shkia Shnia, which is 58 minutes after what we call the first Shkia. So you've got either the first Shkia over here, you've got Shkia Shnia over here, and you've got Tzitzak Echovim, which is over here. Okay, does that make sense so far? Okay? Okay, because that's going to enable us to understand Shulchan Aruch Seif Aleph. Does that make sense? So nowadays, for this year, the first Shkia is at 3:51. Shkia Shnia is at 4. I can't even read my own handwriting. 4:49. Thank you. And finally, it says Kechum Akonit Rabbeinu Tam is at 5:04. Okay, and that's exactly 72 minutes of here if the Cheshbon stems.
So Shkia Shnia is what?
Shkia Shnia is, we call it the second Shkia. That's what, according to Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, yeah, that is when the Shkia is taking place. Very good. So you cried right. I was trying to leave out this sentence. I was trying to get away with it. It's quite true that according to Rabbeinu Tam, this is all considered day. You're quite right. Because Shmer HaShmoshes, Parshas cannot be more than a quarter of an hour. It can't be more than this. It can't be more than that. So that's right. That really explains us. That really explains that. Who keeps Rabbeinu Tam? Who keeps Rabbeinu Tam? Right? For instance, you keep Rabbeinu Tam. So for instance, the Chassidim, who keep Rabbeinu Tam lekula, they have no problem in what, according to them, what is all this? The Davin Mincha. That's why Chassidim have got they've got no problem Davin Mincha of what we call Mincha after Shkia. Because if you tell a Chassid, well, how can you Davin after Shkia? He's going to answer, it's not Shkia yet. And he's quite right, because according to him, this is Shkia. That's a good question. So in reality, if he really keeps Rabbeinu Tam, really, he wouldn't really have to, because Rabbeinu Tam would still do melachas at this point. So really, you're quite right, he could really do melachas. However, it's been, I think that the way Rav Moshe Sternbuch writes it, why is it Maris Ayin? It's Mutter. Why is it called Maris Ayin? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about that. It's not called Maris Ayin. Rav Moshe writes, you don't have to cater. Rav Moshe says, Maris Ayin doesn't cater for Amratzes. So the Emma says, you're quite right, because what Rav Moshe Sternbuch writes, and I think that's the consensus, is that since the Second World War, where the world has become a whole mishmash, and nobody really has got, nobody, you know, it's not, the Messiahs get very, there's no very rigid Messiahs anymore, there's not very clear. That's what it appears from many achronim I don't know if obligation is the right word, but it's definitely at the very least it's very proper and very right to keep lechum, not to do melachas at this point here as well, even if you keep Rabbeinu Tam lekola, not to do melachas over here. But I don't know if that's universally accepted. I'm not sure. If you've ever been to Stamford Hill of Shabbos, pardon? Yeah, in Klausenburg and Netanya, that's right, yeah, that's right. In Kias Tanz, they are, the Divrei Yatziv, the old Klausenburg Rebbe, he wrote a tshuva, and he brings down, I've forgotten how many shittas halls like Rabbeinu Tam, he brings like a whole list of Rishonim, I don't know if it's 20, 30 Rishonim, according to Shulchan Aruch, and he doesn't see a reason to machmir. That's quite right. Okay, but that's with the guys. Okay, so that all makes sense so far. Yes, we've got Shkir Rishona, Shkir Shniya, and then we've got Rabbeinu Tam's Nacht. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch, En Madlikin Echanuka Koidim Shetishka Achama. You're not allowed to light the menorah before Shkia Sachamo. Ela im soif Shkia Sa, only with the end of the Shkia. End of the Shkia. Loi ma'achim, v'loi ma'akdimin. You're not allowed to light the menorah later than that, and you're not allowed to light it earlier than that. I'm going to stop over here, and I'm going to look at Mishnebur over here. Atzoif Ashkia. Says the Mishnebur, Sif Katan Aleph. Hainu tzeisek echovim. So the way Shulchan Aruch says, you have to light the menorah im Shkia Sachamo, which he refers to this point of here. So that's the time, according to Shulchan Aruch, when you should light Hadlokas Nei Chanukah here. But Tzitzik Echovim, which would be actually 72 minutes. Does anybody light by 72 minutes the menorah? I don't think we do. Do we light 72 minutes the menorah? We don't, right? But that's what the Shulchan Aruch. When do you normally light? How many minutes after Shkia? You're not going to wait 72 minutes. Normally.
Or do we wait now?
Banach, but our nacht is not 72 minutes. It's not 72 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. Yeah. The MS is just, okay. Let's wait for a minute. So he says, Shulchanoch Paskin, you should light the menorah by Tzitzik Echovim by Nacht. Sha'os, that then, Ha'om Oivrim Veshovim, that's when people go in and out. Veroim Beveisoi, and in, you'll be visible, the menorah will be visible in the house. Ve'ikah Pirsumanissa, and this is Pirsumanis. So Mishmur explains the opinion to light by Tzitzik Echovim is because that's when it's actually visible. That's when it's actually visible. If you'd light it any earlier than that, says the Mishnah Berurah in the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, if you light earlier than that, it won't be visible. The menorah won't be visible. What's the point? As the Gemara says, what's the point of lighting candles if it's light outside? So therefore, Mishnah Berurah says, you should light by Nacht in this opinion. Ochen be'erev Shabbos machtim, and obviously on Erev Shabbos you light early to that, which is discussion in Simon Tov Reshain Tez. Vine, ha-mechaba sosam kedas ha-tur. The mechaba paskins like the tur, v'siyatu, the svira lehu, the mash om agmorah, the zmanat lokas nei chanukum shtishka acham, hainu seif hashkia. The Mishnah Berurah says that when we are talking about here, it's talking about this kuvi where I'm pointing my finger. This says a kechovim. Aval be'emes. However, yesh hab rishonim. There's countless rishonim. The svir eluda hold. The kavanas agemaru hu al tchilas shkia shniyah. There's many rishonim hold that it's talking about beginning of shkia shniyah. This is going to the orange color. Many rishonim hold that when he's talking about yishnat bashkia, it's referring to beginning of the shkia sechama. Here, this shkia over here. Vu be'echrev hashem ekonim. That's about a quarter of an hour earlier than that. So that is what's called Rabbeinu Tam shkia, which is 58 minutes after our shkia. So we've got two opinions already. Shulchan Aruch's opinion is to light by nacht, 72 minutes. Second opinion is that many rishonim hold, you should light over here, which is 58 minutes after our shkia, which is quarter of an hour, which is shkia shnia. It is very, it's a bit after our nacht. Yeah. Okay, that's the second opinion that he brings in the name of many rishonim. Ayin bevir aloch shibyarnu. Okay, the Bialocha now mentions discussion. I'm going to leave that for tomorrow. The Bialocha is now going to ask the question, what about Maariv? I'm going to leave this open for now. But what about Maariv? What comes first, Maariv or lighting? And that's really a very controversial topic, because we have to do there's various questions involved, such as Tode V'Shen or Tode Tode Koidem, and other discussions. Well, you need to know when to light. Once you know when to light, you need to know when is the right time to daven Maariv. So this is especially a discussion. If the earlier light, the more it's a problem, because the Zman of Maariv has started already. So the Bialocha is going to discuss with you when is the right time to daven Maariv, and the Bialocha discussed that at length as well. So I'm going to leave this open. I'm going to discuss it with Shem tomorrow. When is the right time to daven Maariv? Do you first daven Maariv and then you light, or do you first light and then daven Maariv? So that's, we're going to leave that for tomorrow with Shem. I'm going to be addressing other opinions which I brought down with regards to this as well. Okay.